Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean Richards here with Entertainment News. The Bruce Willis story is a sad one, and now we're hearing from his wife. Dean?
Yeah, he's been, as revealed to the public at least, probably like 2 or 3 years now that he is living with a progressive form of dementia. His caretaker is his wife, Emma Hemming Willis. And given what happened with Gene Hackman and his wife the last couple of weeks in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Mrs. Willis is stepping forward and speaking out for the caregivers. On Instagram yesterday, she said that caregivers need care as well. It's important to look out for the caregivers because they are the ones looking out for their loved ones. It's the exceptional case where the caregiver dies first, like the case of Gene Hackman. This horrible story where Betsy apparently died from Hanta virus and was dead for about a week before Gene Hackman then died, and both found in their Santa Fe home. Horrible story, but anybody who's ever been a caregiver, you know how difficult that is. You know how it can be so overwhelming. And Emma Hemming Willis now is speaking up and saying, you know, everybody, let's try to take care of each other. Let's look out for each other. The caregivers are, a special breed of people, and they need some extra special care. I think it's a great story.
It is. What has happened to Wendy Williams is also very sad. And what's the latest?
Well, she was seen... she was in assisted living. She has been living with dementia as well in an assisted living facility. A niece came and took her out of the assisted living facility, which, you know, created all kinds of confusion because they weren't sure whether or not she was allowed to be released, if a relative could take her out or not. Turns out that the relative could take her out, but she is just in need of all kinds of care. And interestingly, a Bitcoin billionaire has stepped up, a guy named Brock Pierce. He's a former child actor, and he says that he will make available a place in his mansion where Wendy Williams can live in what he says peace and receive around-the-clock care. He'll pay for it. He had appeared on Wendy Williams' old radio show back in the day and said it's time we show her the kindness and support that she has always given to so many. So, we'll see if that's a legit offer, if she takes him up on it. In the meantime, she's back in the hospital right now, and whether or not she goes back to assisted living or not, it changes every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that kind of speaks to the caretaker issue. You need somebody to be an advocate when somebody is, with dementia or Alzheimer's or any kind of physical or mental disability for which they can't take care of themselves. There needs to be a responsible advocate. It's hard work, believe me. I know. But it's something that needs to be done.
Another sobering story in the entertainment headlines this morning about this singer from En Vogue.
Yeah, Dawn Robinson is her name. If you know the group En Vogue from, the 90s, really. That's when they were in their heyday with all kinds of Grammy nominations and all kinds of MTV play and all kinds of hits. She was one of the founding members of this all-girl group. And in a YouTube video, she revealed that she had fallen on hard times after the group sort of fell out of favor and lived in her car for almost 3 years. said in 2020 she bounced around living with her parents and a former manager and then in a hotel and then wound up just living in her car. She said she doesn't want any pity. She doesn't want anything. Just wants people to know that it was freeing for her. Said, I learned who I am. I'm learning myself as a person and as a woman. A difficult story.
Very. How does the Ravinia summer schedule look to you, Dean?
Yeah, it looks it looks fun. I always look forward to getting the big announcement. It's always this time of year, and it means that summer is right around the corner. That the outdoor festival at Ravinia will be kicking up a storm, beginning June 6th this year, and it's a slightly abbreviated schedule this year. It'll end August 31st. Normally, they go well into September, but they're going to be starting that multi-million-dollar renovation project up at Ravinia this year, so they're ending the season a little bit early, but no shortage of great names that will be on hand to perform this year. Steve mentioned some of them during the news, but always Ravinia favorites, James Taylor and his all-star band on June the 19th. Earth, Wind, and Fire will be there August the 7th. John Legend playing for two nights, August 23rd and 24th. The group Chicago will be there on July the 5th with Stevie McVie. Weird Al Yankovic will be there on the June 29th. We've got The Roots performing there. I believe this is their debut at Ravinia. I don't think they've played there before. They'll be in the main pavilion June 27th. David Foster will be there with Chris Bode and Catherine McPhee, his wife, on June the 20th. But, some of the other things that they've got set for this year include Oscar winner Morgan Freeman, who will be at Ravinia doing a live narration of the music and the legacy of the Mississippi Delta Symphonic Blues. That's going to be on August the 1st. They've got Cynthia Erivo, just off of her Oscar nomination for Best Actress from Wicked. She will be performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on August the 15th. Sutton Foster, Broadway star, is going to be there this year. Maren Morris, Lenny Kravitz, the list goes on and on. But if you want to see the full list, and the only way to buy tickets is by going to the Ravinia website. That's how they do it now. They only do it online, and that is ravinia.org. Tickets for the public will go on sale Thursday, April the 24th, so you can see exactly who is playing when. You can click on a favorite artist and see how much the tickets are. I did notice by going through this morning, ticket prices have gone up a little bit. So be aware of that. Check. You have between now and the 24th to fully check it out before you can even buy tickets. On Thursday, April 24th.
Tell us about the Bridgerton cast member you talked to.
Yeah, there is a really great movie that's called Black Bag that's going to be opening tomorrow. It's almost like an Agatha Christie mystery. It is a good old-fashioned spy mystery drama directed by Steven Soderbergh. So you know it's great. It's about a married couple. Both of them are intelligence agents. One of them is suspected of betraying the nation. So the kind of the point of this movie is, does marriage or country take precedence in a case like this? It stars Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender, but also the former Bridgerton heartthrob, Reggae Jean Page, co-stars in this movie, and I talked to him about Bridgerton, but also about being part of this amazing cast.
the characters all across the board, not just the leads, were all layered and have layers underneath their layers. I didn't know how it was going to end when I was reading it, which is fairly rare. Mm-hmm. Knowing that Steven Soderbergh is at the helm, and I think he knows how to bring that home. So knowing that you're in good hands, and then seeing the cast that we got pulled together.
What's the last year been like for you? Has it been, just been mind-blowing since Bridgerton? It just seems like you've been on a roller coaster that hasn't pulled into the station at all.
Yeah, and long may that continue. Long may we never find the station. I don't think I want to find the station. I think the idea of this career for me is very much about being on a roller coaster that never pulls into the station. I want to keep finding new places. I want to keep finding myself in rooms with people like this. I want to keep finding new worlds that my mind hadn't even imagined before the last loop on the roller coaster. So it's been exactly like that, actually, and long may that continue.
Yeah, the guy is just so full of charisma. Reggae Jean Page. The movie is called Black Bag. It opens in theaters tomorrow. Also opening tomorrow is something very special. It is called, let me make sure I get the name of this correct. I don't have it here in front of me. It's a brand new Looney Tunes movie. Do you know that there has never been a full length animated Looney Tunes movie in theaters ever? Everything that we know from Looney Tunes has all been cartoon shorts or has been made for television. But now, when the world blows up, a Looney Tunes movie will hit theaters tomorrow. And, you know, Mel Blanc, the great Mel Blanc, did all of the Looney Tunes voices, the Warner Brothers voices, for decades and decades. Now that role has come to an actor by the name of Eric Bauza, who I spent a little time with yesterday on a Zoom chat.
You must pinch yourself if you grew up with these to think that you are now the voice of Porky Pig and Daffy Duck that Mel Blanc did so beautifully for decades and decades and decades.
Dean, you're right. It's like we winning the lotto. I can't believe that I get to be Daffy Duck. It's my favorite voice to use when I'm in the drive-thru at the fast food restaurant. I'll tell you that much.
And then they see me and they're like, who the hell's in the car there with you? When people go see this, they will be so elated to see that it's just their old friends again. But if it does prove to be a very big success, then I can assure you we will be seeing more of these characters for generations to come.
Well, there's only one way to wrap up an interview with the guy who is the new voice of Porky Pig, and I think you know what that is.
Oh, I think I know, Dean. And that's all, folks.
I couldn't be more honored.
I'm sure management will understand the 8:30 news was late for a good reason. Porky and Daffy. Let's talk to you tomorrow.
We have our priorities here, boss.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye.